You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the story of Anthony Lewandowski. He's an absolute pioneer in the field of autonomous vehicles. He created an autonomous motorcycle that is in the Smithsonian. He helped launch Google's self-driving car unit. He played a major role in inventing LiDAR, technology using lasers that allows self-driving cars to see. He also made tens of millions of dollars from Google, and he ran all these kind of side hustles, inventing things on the side while he worked for Google that he would then sell back for Google. Then, right before he left, he downloaded a bunch of really important information about LiDAR, started a new company, quickly sold that company to Uber. So Google sued Uber, saying that they had misappropriated trade secrets. Eventually, the case settled, mostly on Uber's terms. But now the Department of Justice is coming after Lewandowski again. And I think they have a better chance of winning. Google, they had to prove not only that Lewandowski had taken the information, they had to prove that Uber had profited off of it. That was a hard bar to clear. Now the Department of Justice just needs to show that Lewandowski took trade secrets. But what's most interesting to me is that the story of Lewandowski is very much the story of Silicon Valley's Icarus. Lewandowski is a perfect character of a sort of Silicon Valley, absolutely brilliant, somewhat awkward, in absolute quest to get extraordinarily rich. Talked about creating his own island cultures, talked about creating a religion devoted to artificial intelligence, and sort of the quintessential Silicon Valley character. And for a while, he got away with all of his sort of self-dealing and all of his schemes to enrich himself at the expense of the people he worked with. But eventually it came up, caught up with him. Now, it looks like the Department of Justice is going to catch up to him in a really big way. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.